أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. رب زدني علما. اللهم علمنا بما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما يا كريم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ولقد يسرنا القرآن للذكر فهل من مدكر. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا. Translation: woe is to me, would that I had never taken such a one for a friend. Certainly he led me astray from the reminder after it had come to me, and the shaitan fails to aid man in the last hour when it is required. Shaitan cannot help anyone. Sadaqallahul Azim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All the brothers, alhamdulillah, we got another opportunity to perform Salatul Jumu'ah, inshallah. And the main purpose of Salat, you know, the Friday prayer is reminders. It's a reminders for us, and where we need to ponder upon the ayat verses and take some reminders every week. This is a weekly program, and we need to send durud salam on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These two things are main ingredient of Friday prayers, which I learned. So I started with all these things, and inshallah now we take simple topic and we try to cover in few minutes. Today's topic, as per this ayah, which is Surah Furqan, the regrets at the day of judgment. So we will talk about few regrets which a person, believers or disbelievers, will have after the death in the day of judgment hereafter, Yawmul Qiyamah. So we will discuss those regrets and see how we can perform right now to avoid those regrets. So this is the objective, inshallah. So we experience regrets in this life as well. We all experience. And we are, once something happened, and after that we think, oh, I would have done this, I would not have done this, or I would have done this differently. So these regrets are only in this world. And these regrets which we have in this world has no comparison with the regrets which we will have in the Yawmul Qiyamah. There will be no undo, because there will be no chance. There will be no another chance. In this world, we leave a job and we found another job, and then we regret, oh, why did I leave that job? Because it was not a good decision. But opportunity will come on again. You will have another opportunity to find another job. But when we will be in the Qiyamah, like the day of judgment, in the hereafter, there will be no another chance. So those regrets are absolute regrets. So we will need to understand what are those regrets are, which are mentioned in Quran itself. So Allah mentioned those regrets in the Quran. So we will cover few of them, inshallah. So this is the overview of our talk, inshallah. So the first one, the ayah, Ya waylata laytani lam attakhiz fulanan khalila. This is the life learned lesson which we can take from this ayah. Small. Oh, woe to me, like I have killed myself. By what? By taking that, well, like falan person as my friend. I was thinking he is my friend, or he was my friend, but he was misguiding me. And I ended up in this big loss because of making that as a friend. So this ayah is particular incident. You can see Surah Al-Furqan, verse number like 28, 27, 29. So these are, this event is mentioned, but this ayah is general for everyone. So the message, like the what, and everybody understand, a man is known by the company he keeps. We are known, we are famous, people know us from our friends. The day and night we spend with those people, people know, oh, this guy. You know, everybody, people see faces and they say they belong to this organization or that organization. They actually automatically conclude you belong to that organization because you sit with them, you eat with them, they find you in Tim Horton. So they conclude, okay, you belong to this group. So, and Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned in hadith, الرجل على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من من يخالل. Meaning, a man follows the religion of his friends, so each one should consider whom he makes his friend. So Hazur sallallahu alayhi wa is giving advice. You better watch who you are dealing with. You know, you are spending your time, who you consider your friends. This hadith is really very good for youth. We need to watch out and how our friends impacts us, and so that we would not have any regrets. Because people experience this friendship, bad companions and bad friendship in this world as well. Because of some friends, they ended up in bad situation. And then they say, oh, I regret, I had not done friendship with that guy, flan, flan, flan. So this is the word flan. Fulalan, you know, we say that flan. So Allah also mentioned that word. So this is the first thing, the regret, and then at the day of judgment, there will be no time, and we will blame. This will be a blame game. You know, like, okay, because of that friend, I ended up in this situation. I wish I could not have. You know, I had not done consider that guy as my friend. So this is the first. So the word are, would that I had never taken such a one for a friend. So this is the heading. What is the wish here? Wish for a good friend. So this is another way of understanding this regret. So why he is regretting? Like, he wish he could have a good friend. So we will talk about regrets. And what is the associated wish with this? A wish for a good friend. So this is the wish number one. And the regret number one. So we will talk about regret and versus wish. The second one. Would that I had sent forth for my life. Like, this is the ayah, Yaqulu ya laytani qaddamtu li hayati, Surah Fajr. We recite all the time. When we will end up seeing everything from our eyes, like the punishment and the reward, we will see the end, day of judgment. Then we will realize, oh, if I had big, like heavier weight of good deeds, I would have got this reward, that reward. So he will say, يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي قَدَّمْتُ لِي حَيَاتِي. Like, I wish I had sent good deeds, bunch of good deeds for my future life. It's like an account. Accounts in hereafter. He would wish, I wish I had deposited these much good deeds for my future retirement life in Akhirah. So that's actually the concept. We all feel that. So the second regret, wish for good deeds. There will be no time to perform good deeds at the day of Qiyamah, a day of judgment. So the second regret, we will wish for some good deeds which we would have sent for our future life, which is the eternal life, like everlasting life in Akhirah, hereafter. So this is the second regret. The third one. And you know, third one is amazing. Like, you know, when we perform anything, when we work hard for our objective, we wait for results. And anything which we are performing in this world, all the deeds, all the actions are written down by our angels. So we will get this record, like a record of our deeds at the day of judgment. And, you know, in Surah Haqqa, the situation is elaborated amazingly. So there will be two groups. Definitely the heavier, those people who will have their good deeds heavy, they will be given their record in right hand. And what they will say, so try to see the first scenario. The first scenario is the joy, the scenario of joy. And the other scenario is regret. So we will talk about first, like, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَيَقُولُ هَا أُمُقْرَأُ كِتَابِيَ. Beautiful. This is the beautiful. إِنِّي ظَنَنْتُ أَنِّي مُلَاقٍ حِسَابِيَ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. We also read in Surah Al-Qariyah, فَأَمَّا مَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَهُوَ فِي عِيشَةٍ رَاضِيَةٍ. Same ayah here in Surah Haqqa. What it says, then he that will be given his record in his right hand, and he will say, hey, read, see my record, I got a success, like I got flying colors. He will be so happy. He will show everybody. And we experience this. When we get any flying colors result, we show everybody. Even, you know, first thing we come home and our children bring out the report card. So this is the same situation. We will be so happy by getting a record in our right hand. And then what he will say? Why? And then because he worked hard and he believed in it. So that's what he's saying. What he's saying, I did really understand that my account would one day reach me. Because he believed in the Yawmul Akhirah. He will believe. That's why he was working. He was sending good deeds towards Akhirah. So he will say, look at now, my work hard is fruitful now. And I saw, I got this beautiful report card in my right hand. And what will be the end for Huwa Fi Ishati Raziya? He will be in the life of pleasures, satisfaction, Jannah. Another situation where one will regret. How? See, وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِشِمَالِهِ فَيَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي لَمْ أُوْتَ كِتَابِيَ. Unbelievable words. He wish he would, he had not been given the record, the result, report card. It would be better if there will be no report card. So nobody will see. We experience that as well. When the report card has failed, who wanna share with anybody? We don't share our failures with people. We only want to share our success with people. So this is actually we experience in the world. But look at the amazing word, the regret. It's not finished yet. He will say, وَلَمْ أَدْرِ مَا حِسَابِيَ. He did not even realize on the day of judgment. He did not realize on the day of accountability. He did not even realize. He's accepting that. He's saying that. I did not think I would be accountable for what I am doing. And then next, يَا لَيْتَهَا كَانَتِ الْقَاضِيَةِ. Then he will say, my death came and I got debt and I did not get a chance to do anything. And then, مَا أَغْنَى عَنِّي مَالِيَةِ. And nothing, my mal, my wealth did not help me. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَةِ. And my power has been perished, like gone. هَلَكَ عَنِّي سُلْطَانِيَةِ. My power has been gone. So these are the words of regrets. So this is the most regret I we can find in Quran, this ayah. He will wish I had not given this record in my hand. So may Allah protect from this situation. So these are the three. Now we will go, and now we are talking about like as a group, and also most of them are more towards about disbelievers. So what is the fourth regret? Would that we had obeyed Allah and obeyed the Messenger. So this is another regret. So this is mostly about disbelievers. It's mostly, but generally it's for everybody, because we need to follow teaching of Quran and Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the path of Sunnah. So this is actually what they will say. The zalim, the wrongdoer will say, the day that the wrongdoer will bite at his hands. He will bite his hand. Oh my God, what I had done. Look at the words. وَيَوْمَ يَعُزُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَى يَدَيْهِ. He will bite his hand. You know, in the situation of regret, he will bite his hands. He will say, oh, would that I had taken a straight path of the path of Messenger. He will regret. So that's actually the regret of disbeliever. And another one is, يَا لَيْتَنَا أَطَعْنَا اللَّهَ وَأَطَعْنَا الرَّسُولَ. We regret. Like we, oh my God, we would have done, we would have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Messenger. So this is another. But instead what we did follow our leaders. We did follow our elders, our forefathers. They will say that. So this is the fourth regret which they will have at the day of judgment. By not following the way of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, messengers and prophets, and the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we ask this every day in our salah, ihdina sirat al mustaqim, sirat al ladina an'amta alayhim, ghayril maghdubi alayhim wal dhalin, amin. Same path which will take us towards the Jannah, inshallah. The fifth Ah, would that we could return to the worldly life and wish for becoming true believers. This is another one. Disbelievers, when they will say from their eyes the punishment, the torment, the azab of Jahannam, they will say, we wish we could have gone back to the world and we accepted Islam or Allah, a teaching of Allah and Quran, and accepted the messenger, and so that we will become true believers. So that, because they will say end of believers, true believers, fruit rewards, and they will say the punishment of disbelievers, and by rejecting Allah, then they will regret. So that's the regret. May Allah protect us from this regret as well. The last but not least, you know, we saw wish for good friends, wish for good deeds, wish for good results, wish for a straight path, and wish for becoming true believers. The last one. One will wish there would be no life. What is that? Ya laithani kuntu turaba. I wish, woe to me, I wish I were dust. Because there will be no accountability of dust. Dust. So he will not need to go from this day of judgment. So he will wish what he will see, what he will say. وَيَقُولُ الْكَافِرُ يَا لَيْتَنِي كُنْتُ تُرَابًا. So what are the words? Woe unto me, would that I were dust. So this is the last regret. I put it on the last item. So six regrets. First, to have bad companions, bad friends. So this is the wish for good friends. The second, wish for good deeds. We will regret. We would have sent more good deeds in the Yawm al-Akhirah. The third one is good results, for the good result, because our result will be given in our right hand. Then we will be happy. If it will be in left hand, we will regret. The fourth, the wish for the straight path, the path of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And the fifth one, to go back into the world and become Muslim. Grow up as a Muslim. So the disbeliever will regret for that and wish for that. And the last one, if there will be no life and I would be dust. So this is the last regret. So the action item, the last conclusion, the what we can learn from today's topic, action item, like watch for our friends, our companions. We need to hang around with good people, because we will regret at the end of life. And the second one is keep sending good deeds to the accounts in hereafter. The third one is practice upon the teaching of Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Quran. And the last one is the importance of time. Because if this world is end, we will not have any time to perform any of these deeds, and then we will regret. So may Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala make us follow upon all these things which we have learned today, and make it easy to perform these good deeds, and may Allah create our beautiful environment so we will hang around with good people, and may Allah protect us from bad company. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.